All right, folks, welcome back. And exciting news that NFL season is here. It's upon us. First NFL Sunday of the season. And before we dive into it, because we're going to be talking about betting, of course, the sponsor of today's video and is going to be the main source of how we even do today's video is BetUS. And you can get 125% bonus on your first three deposits, up to $2,000 when you use our promo code YouTube150 on BetUS. That's YouTube150 on BetUS.com. So now we're going to go into BetUS here. So as you can see here, the Rams are listed as 4.5-point underdogs. I'm definitely going to take that. I think that this game, if they lose, will be a 3-point game, but I expect them to win. The total points, I'm going over, you know, with the injuries in the secondary, of course, for the Rams. I think that this is going to go over because all over 52 is you need 53, right? And if you're doing the math, that would put them at you need 25, 25 gets you 50. And so a 28, 25 game gets you 53. So, you know, that's kind of the deal there. And I think that makes sense. You know, it would be around that. I mean, I think it'll be in the 30s, but I'm very high on the over. I'm very high on the Rams plus 4.5. I'm high on the Rams to win. Looking at the first half winner, I'm not going to touch this. This could go either way. Really, none of these I'm a huge fan of, except for I'd go over on LA's points. I think they'll get at least 24. The reason it's listed as 23.5 is because they scored 23 the last time out. Not touching any of this, so I think I'll go with the 4.5 Rams, the 52 over, the Rams, of course, to win, and then I'll say the total points. I love the total points, Rams over 24. So let's get into props here. First touchdown, we're going to just do real quick. As you can see here, we got a lot of different options. The odds here are pretty good for some of these. I want to point out something here. Because I look at these odds and it's actually kind of fascinating. You see Ronnie Rivers here and Tyler Johnson. Those guys, I mean, Ronnie Rivers might, but Tyler Johnson's not going to be in, I don't think, to score a touchdown. I think the best value, the most realistic best value pick is Colby Parkinson at 2,400 or DeMarcus Robinson at 2,700. It is worth mentioning Tutu Atwell is plus 5,500, so I might even go with that. He scored a touchdown last year against the Lions in the playoff game, or rather this calendar year. So I think I like Tutu Atwell there, but I think my favorite pick is actually Jordan Whittington because realistically, it's going to be one of these three. It's going to be either Kyron, Gibbs, Montgomery. Maybe you could throw in Corum, but it's going to be one of those four running backs. I don't foresee it being a passing touchdown, and it really depends at this point about who gets the ball first and, you know, how will they do on that opening drive. So with that said, I like Jordan Whittington here on an end around. I'm not saying that's how it's going to go down. I'm not saying that he will 100% have the first touchdown, but if it's not Kyron Williams of the Rams, it's going to be Jordan Whittington. I kind of feel like he could be utilized, and they're going to use him more than we think. I mean, he's had first team reps. He's been used as a gadget guy, end arounds, things like that. So definitely look out for that. As far as any time touchdowns you have here, Kyron Williams minus 143. I don't even know if that's really worth it. If it's worth it to you, take it. But I don't know if I really like that. Plus, I don't really like the 2+ touchdowns because Blake Corum is there. So I'd pass on that. I don't really like any of these odds. See, I'm not a big fan of just betting on, you know, taking, you know, some of the negative, you know, here. Now, you may like that. And obviously, these guys, out of these three guys, potentially all three are going to score touchdowns. So if you do want that, then by all means. But I'm a little bit more of a risk taker, gambler, obviously. So you look down here. And I really like this Colby Parkinson anytime touchdown at plus 325. Parkinson, he was brought in. Obviously, he can block, but I think a lot of people don't realize the type of receiving threat that he is as a tight end. So I think that's something there that, you know, I'm really looking at. Plus 120 for Puka and Cooper Kupp is actually pretty good, but I'm going to avoid that. I think I would go with a plus 700 Jordan Whittington, a plus 325 Colby Parkinson. I also like looking at the Lions here. I like this one here of Jared Goff. I could see Jared Goff sneaking it in the end zone plus 900. And Khalif Raymond is pretty much the next man after you have, you know, J-Mo and, of course, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown. So with that said, plus 350, I kind of like that. He's also the return guy, so he's going to get multiple opportunities to make that happen. Now, we already went at first touchdown and touchdowns. Let's look at passing. So the passing props here, as you can see, passing yards. See, this is actually, we'll do over under, folks. We'll do over under. So passing yards here, Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford. I'm probably going to take neither here on this over. I mean, there's a really good chance Matthew Stafford does throw over 300 yards in this one. I believe he's done it like eight of his, first game of the year. So I could see it, but I'm going to go with the idea that the Rams are going to run more of a balanced offense moving forward. So I think that this is not going to happen. I think this game is going to be somewhat in control with the Rams, in my opinion. So I don't think they'll be throwing like from behind. Goff, I might take the over on Goff. I'm going to take the over on Goff. Big reason there is because, well, one, there's obviously that, you know, vengeance element. I don't care what he says after winning yesterday, playoff game. After winning the playoff game, I'm not convinced, even still, I'm not convinced Jared Goff isn't going out there to absolutely, you know, throw shade and destroy the Rams. I mean, I do think that the human element exists, and anytime you go up against your former team, you're going to want to make an impact. Furthermore, the injury to Darius Williams, two UDFAs in the back of the secondary. Kobe Durant, who's had some, you know, issues, wasn't great last year. And Trey White coming off a major injury. I mean, Jared Goff has all the weapons in the world. Why can't he throw for 271 yards? So I do like that. Pass completions here, I'm going to avoid this. Not really going to get into that. I don't typically go after these. Passing touchdowns, I don't like this because it's not, you know, you're not going to get great odds there. Now, rushing yards, I'm going to probably go along the lines of Kyron Williams, 58.5. This is a guy that averaged 4.7 yards per carry in the game against the Lions in the playoffs. And I know that they are very high on their defensive line and going out and getting DJ Reader, who may or may not play. But the reality is this, the Rams have gone out, they've really addressed the offensive line on another level, going out and, you know, bringing back Kevin Dotson, who maybe in years past would have, you know, moved. They moved Steve Avila to center, only to move him back to left guard, but they signed Jonah Jackson. So I think that they have enough beef there up front to definitely do something. So I like Kyron Williams over 58.5. I think he's going to have a great year. Matthew Stafford, I'm tempted to take over 0.5 yards. I'm going to not do that, but definitely not a bad one. Same thing with Goff. I do like the over. The Rams are, they have an unproven run defense. They have an unproven defense in general. I like the over on Jahmyr Gibbs, but I actually might go in a different direction there because I probably will like the receiving more. Montgomery feels obvious to me that he'll do that, but Blake Corum, I like the receiving more than the rushing, just because, you know, I think receiving gives him a better option. I think he's going to be like a dump off option. He could also help like as a legitimate receiver out of the backfield. So I definitely am going to look at that. Carries here, I have no idea what direction this is going to go in. Will he get seven carries? Probably. I mean, plus 100 there for Blake Corum to get seven carries. I think that's pretty good. Receiving yards. I think, you know, when you look at this, of course, you got Blake Corum at 5.5. I'm taking that all day. I really like Blake Corum at 5.5 receiving yards. I like Colby Parkinson at 24.5. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I'd probably take the over on, you know, regardless. Now, looking at like Montgomery, I'll pass. I think this is going to be a very over heavy, you know, obviously scoring wise, yards wise. I think you're going to see a lot of offense in this game. Kyron Williams is a little bit of a risk there because I think, you know, they're going to get Corum involved more in the receiving game. DeMarcus Robinson, just because there's so many guys that he's essentially sharing the wealth with. He was great at the end of last year, but 25.5, I mean, that's pretty good. I might take that. I'm going to actually hold off on that for now. As far as Sam Laporta, I could see him going over that, but I actually really don't like any of the unders here. Jameson Williams feels like a no-brainer there at 41.5. reception totals. You got, you know, I think that the best one here is Amon-Ra St. Brown, 7.5. If he doesn't get 8 receptions, I'll be shocked. And the Rams probably win the game pretty easily if he doesn't get to 8 receptions. So that's something to keep in mind there. Cooper Kupp over 6.5. I love that. Plus money there. Blake Corum over 1.5. That's a tempting deal. I might actually go with that. Kyren Williams over 2.5. I'm going to pass on. Nacua, I'm going to pass on. I think if either Nacua or Kupp were to go off in this game and the other one was supposed to have just like a game where they don't do anything, I think we're more likely to see Cooper Kupp, and here's why. Kupp, don't forget, has been healthy all year, all offseason, all training camp. He's gotten all the reps, whereas Puka Nacua has actually been banged up, and he took quite a bit of time off with an injury. So that is worth mentioning there. So I think Puka Nacua is going to have a fantastic season, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is the game where Cooper Kupp, instead of Puka Nacua, very, you know, it was basically the opposite in the playoffs. Cooper Kupp is the one that goes off. The rest of these pass interceptions, I don't like any of these, to be honest with you. I have plus money for Goff. I don't really like any of those. I could absolutely, I do think Jared Goff is going to throw a pick, but I don't love, like, give me plus 200 and I'd probably do that. For sacks, they have Aiden Hutchinson at over 0.5. I think that's a safe bet if you're a Lions fan. I mean, or if you're just a better in general. Aiden Hutchinson gave the Rams fits last year. You got Joe Noteboom at left tackle. Did a really nice job the last time he started for the Rams in relief for Alec Jackson, which was against the New York Giants. Did not give up a sack, pressure, anything. But I think Aiden Hutchinson is going to get to the quarterback at least once, and that would win you that bet. The plus 200 on Byron Young is definitely intriguing, but I'm going to pass here. I'm not going to take the under, but I'm going to pass. Wouldn't be surprised, but going to pass. Same thing with Kobe Turner. They don't have Braden Fisk or Jared Verse. You'll have to check on betus.com before the game as it gets closer to see if maybe they add it. Davenport coming off a major injury last year. I'm going to pass on Davenport. And then you have interceptions. And if I'm going to go with anybody to get an interception, anyone, I'm going with Cameron Curl here at plus 728. If you look at the odds here, they're not great odds. You know, and they're great odds if you're betting on them, but it's not likely, right? And I think Cameron Curl has odds that are like, he's an unproven talent. I think he's going to be more of a ball hawk this year, or at least a playmaker in that regard. I have a lot of respect for his game, always have. I think Cameron Curl is going to have a pick. So plus 728, I think, is a great value for Cameron Curl over on the 0.5 interceptions. And that is that. Now, looking at rushing, you have the rushing yards. So now I'm going to give you, to end this, to wrap this whole thing up, I'm going to give you my three favorite bets, okay? These are my three favorites that you can get right now on BetUS in this game, okay? My first favorite bet, my locks, okay? I'm not giving you anything that's going to be like, yeah, the odds are great, but it's not going to hit. I'm giving you locks with value. That's what I'm getting at. So right away, you look at these rushing yards, right? I like Kyren Williams 79 plus. Plus 148 odds. I love that. I think that's the move. He doesn't have to hit 100. He just has to get to 80. That, I mean, he can easily do that. So I think he's going to have a lot more success. I think this run game is going to be way more effective than people realize. And so at plus 148, I really like those odds, and I like that. 79 plus yards. He just needs 80 yards rushing to win the bet for you. Another one I really like, okay? So we're going to go here to receiving. So we go to receiving yards. And you know what I really like? I like a Colby Parkinson 45 plus yards. He doesn't have to go off. He doesn't have to be Isaiah Likely, although I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up being that good. And look it, if you really think he's going to be that great, you can put in 105 plus, and that's plus 3769. So crazy stuff there. You'd win a lot of money doing that. But I'm going to keep it somewhat conservative here, aggressive but conservative. We're going to go 45 plus. He just needs to get 45 yards, and that's it, plus 202. Another one I love, okay? And I absolutely love this because I don't think I don't think they're aware. I mean, maybe they are, but I don't know. I don't think people are aware of Cooper Kupp. I really don't. So my third and final, you know, and what I mean by that is Cooper Kupp has already proven himself, but it just feels like people are not paying attention. So I like Cooper Kupp here, and I'm going to go up to 150 plus 786. I think he goes over 150 yards in this game receiving. I think if this is going to be the Cooper Kupp show. I really think people are going to realize how quickly, you know, real quickly, how important this guy was. So the final bets there, I have plus 79. So you're going to want to go to plus 79 Kyren Williams, which is right here. This is my lock for running backs. In the receiving room, I have Colby Parkinson at plus 45 plus yards, and I'll get you plus 202. And then a little bit aggressive, very aggressive, but I'm really this confident in Cooper Kupp returning. So I'm going with 150 plus yards for plus 786. So appreciate you guys. Really appreciate, you know, of course, our sponsor BetUS for making that possible. A lot of fun being able to go through those props and build them and everything. So definitely be sure to check out BetUS. Use the promo code YouTube150 on BetUS.com, and you'll get 125% bonus on your first three deposits up to $2,000. So I appreciate you guys. If you like this, let me know. Put it in the comments section. Obviously, hit the bell icon if you want to never miss another video of mine. And you can check it out in all audio formats as well. So that's another thing. But let me know in the comment section below how you feel about this type of content. I know not everybody loves betting content, but if you do like it, I will continue to do betting content for the Rams game. So, you know, really wanted to give this a shot, and I gave it a shot because I have BetUS in my corner to help me. So be sure to check out that sponsor, and I'll see you guys soon. Later, folks. For those of you who want to support the channel further, you can go ahead and you can actually sign up and become a member on the channel and have access to all different perks. You can see here the join button right below all my videos. You can hit that. You're going to get access. 99 cents a month will get you rookie access. That's going to get you all these loyalty badges and what have you, priority reply to comments. All members will have priority reply to comments. Starter $2.99, that is going to be member shout outs. Pro Bowl is going to be auto follow back on all social media platforms. You just have to reach out to me and show me that, of course, you are a member for Pro Bowl. All Pro is members only live streams. I will be doing one a month for members only. MVP is priority call-ins. It's going to be hard to get everybody in during the season. Obviously, you will have your first crack at, you know, basically calling in to the show. And then last but not least, the Hall of Fame, which is $19.99 a month. And that is an exclusive gaming session with me monthly. So if you want to get a little bit more into the action while also helping out the channel, be sure to sign up for one of the memberships today. Do you love talking about the Rams, the NFL, or just want to be a part of a community? Join my free Discord server today. We're over 800 members. We got 24/7 live chat, a level 3 boosted server, the ability to call into JE Live, playing online games with us on Kick streams, toggleable alerts for when I go live on YouTube or Kick so you don't miss a live stream, and exclusive giveaways. Click the link in the description, the comments section, or the link that comes up in the video to learn more and join today.